This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.
You wouldn't believe, there's not many of them, but since I discussed yesterday the father in court over administering his 2.5-year-old daughter cannabis oil while she was in the early stages of her cancer treatment, I've traced the emails, and there's probably about six of them, from the same people who write to me about the anti-vaccination lobby. Same people. Now, it's rather simple. Four of the emails contain such vile, disgusting language that I just deleted them immediately. And they come from rural parts of Australia, and they're in rural parts of Queensland, a couple from Western Australia who've obviously got this online. Look, I'll say again what I said. It's rather simple. It's not about whether cannabis oil can offer some relief in some cases. It's about a father giving it to a 2.5-year-old girl without consulting her mother and then attempting to delay her treatment, and that was in court, that's indisputable, by medical specialists. Now, years ago, most children who contracted cancer died. They died. Medical specialists have got to the stage where the figure is close to 85% of children now are saved with treatment. So, basically, years ago, a child contracted forms of cancer, leukemia, they died. Now, medical advances see doctors and specialists treat the children and they're saved. This little girl deserved every chance to be given that chance by medical specialists, not a father with no medical training. The abusive, foul-mouthed emails tell you more about the people writing them than those who genuinely think there's a place for cannabis oil in treating the terminally ill. And they all point, oh, you know, you're in New South Wales, they've made a big... And this is something I've supported. The New South Wales government has developed the Terminal Illness Cannabis Scheme to extend compassion to adults with a terminal illness. The scheme provides guidelines for New South Wales police officers to help them determine the appropriate circumstances in which to use their discretion not to charge adults with terminal illness who use cannabis and or cannabis products to alleviate their symptoms and carers who assist them. New South Wales residents who are aged 18 and over who have a terminal illness are eligible to register for the scheme. And then it goes on to talk about who you nominate as your carers and the like. And that is a compassionate way to deal with people confronting terminal illness. The Supreme Court heard in Brisbane that he wanted to delay chemotherapy. He wanted it delayed. And that's the reason the figures jumped from 20% surviving to well over 80% in 2016. The girl's mother thought her food smelt funny and confronted her former partner. So it was without the mother's consent. What you did, no matter how much you believed in the positive effects, was both wrong and illegal, certainly in circumstances where it was done without reference to doctors treating your daughter. That's what Justice Flanagan said. And it's about doing the best you can for a poor little girl, and I'm told today that the cancer has returned. The cancer has returned. Now, there are some instances where, and obviously that's in a small percentage of cases now, where children don't survive, and that's tragic. And if we could give some help to children in those circumstances, we obviously should do it. We obviously should do it. But as I said, many of the emails I've received, I check the IP address, and they're traced back to the same lunacy I get when I talk about the anti-vaccination lobby, who are as mad as cut snakes.
This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.